Now this is a dictation for Edith, E-D-I-T-H, McKay, M-C-K-A-Y, February 24, 42. Address as a letter, Angela Jensen, 4632824. No, that's not the number. 5831914. Dear Angela, a follow-up for Mrs. McKay, chronic kidney disease, last visit June. Severe urinary symptoms, frequency, urgency, dysuria, pain, incontinence, multiple UTIs, evaluated by urology, Dr. Liu, L-I-U, mass on the bladder, biopsy to be done in November. Has a sleep apnea, but unable to tolerate CPAP machine. Some weight loss, but says to be eating healthy. Denies vomiting, dysphagia, has constipation or bleeding. Presently no edema, claudication symptoms. Denies chest pain, palpitation, dyspnea, orthopnea, PND. Review system otherwise is negative. Next paragraph, medication list review. I will highlight Bumex, Bisoprolol. Next paragraph, today blood pressure 128/62 on the left sided. Bilateral JVD, however, lungs are clear. No arrhythmia. No ascites tenderness, unsteadiness, but is still able to get in and out of the stretcher, no focal deficit, minor edema bilateral below the knees. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries, creatinine 1.7, which is baseline, GFR 29 to stage 4, a normal potassium acid base, a low sodium, a normal nutrition, calcium, phosphorus. She has monoclonal gammopathy with elevated kappa, K-A-P-P-A. On immunofixation, both IgG and IgM-kappa has been detected. There is anemia around 12 with a normal white blood cell platelets. Known to have relatively small kidneys, 9.4, 9.6 on the right and left without obstruction. Does have aortic regurgitation with preserved ejection fraction. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 4, is stable over time, not symptomatic, no dialysis. Next number, hypertension, appears to be well controlled. Next number, urinary symptoms, new findings of a mass on the bladder, biopsy to be done. Delay because of no openings in the operative room. Next number, monoclonal gammopathy without diagnosis of multiple myeloma. Next number, anemia without external bleeding. Next number, anxiety on treatment, avoiding anti-inflammatory agents, emotional support provided. Continue to follow with you.